Many, if not most of us, pause for a moment at the beginning of a new year to think about our health and well-being and what kind of goals we would like to set for ourselves. Is that true for you? We all have a general sense of how we're feeling and what we want to change or improve, but how do you decide and how are you going to make it happen? Hello and welcome to my new podcast, Women's Health Naturally. I'm Christiane Siebert, a board-certified doctor of Chinese medicine, licensed acupuncturist, and naturopathic practitioner in New York City and the Hudson Valley. Those are all challenging and sometimes profound questions, so let's dig in a bit. I've been helping women, young and old, to find answers to some of their health questions for over 20 years. And, of course, I've been on my own health journey for even longer, and it's not always been a smooth ride, I can tell you. In this podcast, I want to share a few thoughts and ideas, not so much meant as advice, but as something for you to mull over and maybe inspire you as you tackle your own health concerns. Firstly, you are not alone with your concerns. Around you are many other women and men who are trying to figure out how to experience better health and quality of life. So don't be shy sharing your concerns with those around you. Listen to what's on their minds. You may learn something from each other, or at least be able to encourage and support each other. Secondly, realize that our healthcare system is amazing, but certainly not perfect. What's on offer may not be the best fit or the right fit for you. Sometimes you have to cast your net a little wider and look for help outside of the conventional medical care model of pharmaceuticals and surgery. But don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. I definitely encourage you to find good doctors to have on your health team. Thirdly, we need to acknowledge that our healthcare system historically has not been doing the greatest job serving and supporting women and many people with health and life stories that don't fit the conventional mold. You and I can be part of the movement to advocate for the changes we want to see. Now I'm coming to the big question that many of my patients and clients are asking. What can I, myself, actually do to enjoy better health? Indeed, good health doesn't necessarily come in a pill. It rarely does. So, don't expect that a doctor's prescription is going to restore your health magically, though the right medication can definitely have a positive impact and even save your life, no doubt. Good health has a lot to do with how you live your life. What are your expectations? What is the vision you have for yourself? If you can spend a little bit of time pondering this, you may develop a clearer picture of yourself in vibrant health that can inspire you and help you take the steps that put you on the right path. What motivates you can be a powerful source of strength to overcome obstacles or simply get off your proverbial duff. I know from my own experience and from what I observe in my work with patients, that it's often easier said than done, right? Oh gosh, all these wonderful New Year's resolutions. It's so frustrating for many people that they end up throwing in the towel and don't want to hear about it anymore at all. Let's get back to the drawing board. I think more often than not, it's not that you don't have the vision or will, but your plan may not be feasible. Think about your sources of strength, set achievable goals, go for the low-hanging fruit first so you can get the process going and start moving things in the direction you want to go in. Identify sources of support. That can be people in your immediate environment, groups online, and professionals with the experience to provide help and guidance on your journey. Achievable goals turn into milestones that reward you and help you keep your momentum. They will fuel your self-confidence and put a smile on your face. What are some of the health goals that people set for themselves at the beginning of the year? Weight loss and fitness are probably ranging high up on the list. Lots of people start a new diet or sign up for a gym membership or both. That's great. Maybe you've tried that. How did it go? It works for some, and the efforts should be lauded, but let's be real. For most of us, it didn't produce the improvements we had hoped for. Sometimes it's due to unrealistic expectations, lack of support, ingrained habits, and at other times, a lack of understanding the challenges. Let's take weight loss, for example. Maybe your physician has told you to lose weight because of your high blood pressure or diabetes risk. Then you're left to your own devices. We now know how hard it is to achieve and maintain a healthy weight. It's clearly not simply about calories in, calories out. You need to get a better understanding of your metabolism and hormones to develop a plan that suits your needs. That's not so easy to do without professional help. In a similar vein, it's easy to say that you're stressed out and need to relax more. Getting serious about good sleep, dealing with anxiety and depression, or other mental, psychological, or emotional challenges, providing nourishment to your body and soul, all that is a complex process, but still a journey that starts with your first step once you have a strong sense of where you're headed. Working with a professional focused on natural medicine can help you learn about strategies and choose what's right for you. The options for self-care offered by natural medicine doctors are wide-ranging. In my practice, we focus primarily on botanical therapy, that's herbal medicine, whole foods, nutrition, and acupuncture. I also help my patients identify and implement strategies in their lives that don't require a prescription or a trip to the hospital. Often, what you yourself do or don't do can change the terrain of your health so profoundly that treatments you receive from your conventional or complementary providers work better, or you may not need them long-term or at all. Plant medicine has been the main source of healing in most cultures around the world for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Many modern pharmaceutical drugs were originally derived from plants. Whole medicinal plants, however, often have advantages because humans have been living with them and using them for much, much longer. They're more complex, balanced, and gentler in their actions. That doesn't necessarily mean they're always safe. You need to know a lot about their constituents, dosing, and possible side effects or interactions to choose the right ones at the right time and for the right reasons. A doctor of Chinese medicine or naturopathy is generally way more knowledgeable about botanical medicine than your health food store clerk. Seek out a clinical herbalist with the knowledge and experience to guide you through this process. The most basic form of energy medicine is actually movement. Yes, moving your body stimulates or calms the energy in your body. How much movement are you engaging in? And thus, how does it make you feel? Remember, sitting is the new smoking. Bodywork can also be a great approach to relaxing your body and mind. Probably the most sophisticated and, in my experience, most effective way to restore energetic balance, relieve pain, and promote healing is acupuncture. Acupuncture is a therapeutic approach that originated in East Asian medicine thousands of years ago and is now practiced widely around the world. Of course, most people in their right minds don't just stick themselves with needles. It's a much better idea to find a licensed acupuncturist who has been successfully treating patients with health concerns similar to yours for many years. The good news is that acupuncture needles are so thin that they rarely hurt like hypodermic needles used for blood draws and injections. What you'll more likely feel is a profound sense of relaxation. Now, how does that sound? I hope I've been providing you with some useful ideas and inspiration to think about your health and well-being, find resources, and start or continue on your journey to good health. I'd love to hear from you. Contact me at serenityhealtharts.com or PoughkeepsieIntegrativeHealth.com. Thanks for listening. Be well and talk to you next time.